So now we have Jennings versus American Honda Finance Corp. And it's included in this book to demonstrate the hidden difficulties that can arise when a grievant attempts to exercise his or her contractual rights to self-help. So here, Jennings, the debtor, the Jennings collectively, defaulted twice. The security agreement authorized repossession. The right to repossess under the security agreement, however, must be exercised in the context of the Uniform Commercial Code, the UCC, and other statutory limitation. So we'll see that under the Article 9 of the UCC, the default may be waived if the secured party does not immediately act upon the default and may be required to provide the debtor with notice of strict compliance to reinstate a future default. The repossession must also be accomplished without a breach of the peace, and the resale of the collateral repossess must be done in a commercially reasonable manner, which includes the notice of the resale and the conduct of the resale. Be advised that the UCC has changed over time, and the last update, a recording of this recording, was on July 2001, although the groundwork of the UCC of the chapter section remained the same. The sections have been retitled or have been numbered differently. So please look up, easy to find online, the Uniform Commercial Code and its current status.